this is an opportunity because you have a president who is very keen and committed to achieve some kind of a political settlement. And we have always believed that there is no military solution to the conflict in Afghanistan. So, and our prime minister and our leadership is also extremely committed to, and we have actually made a very serious and sincere effort in facilitating the peace process. So if you were to ask me in terms of not what we would like to, but what is it that we can do to produce optimal results, at present, I think it is Afghanistan. Mm. That's where we would like, you know, even other countries also in the region to basically contribute.
Why is that so important to you at this point?
Because if situation goes out of hand, you know, I mean, as you just mentioned, the escalation with Iran, you know, that will have implications for the wider region and whatever peace efforts are underway elsewhere as well. So I think it's very important that we need to basically get as many areas of conflict out of the conversation by achieving some kind of resolution or some kind of peace. So Afghanistan is one. And of course, as I said, that business and investment, but education is another area where I would personally like to see a lot more cooperation. Because as I said, you know, I mean, Pakistan, you know, our educational institutions, English is the medium of instruction. So for most of our students, you know, United States is the destination of choice. We would like to bring in more and more students to the United States to take away the best that you have to offer, actually, in terms of education, both in science, STEM, science and technological research also, as well as on the social studies.
One of the real concerns, and correct me if I'm wrong, three of your diplomats, there were some issues with their visas. Is that something that you're worried about? Is that something you have to have a discussion about, is how this administration views more Pakistani nationals coming here to study, to live, to matriculate, to learn, and some to stay?
No, I think, well, if you are, you know, alluding to some of the reports that were carried by our media, in particular in Pakistan, and then picked up some of yours also on there being visa sanctions on Pakistan, I think those were completely unfounded in the sense that the normal visa operations continue between United States and Pakistan, and our ordinary citizens can certainly apply and get visa. So the consular operations, U.S. consular operations in Pakistan remain unaffected. Now, there has been these conversations on the issue of repatriation of those individuals who have
deported.
Yes, overstayed their welcome in the United States. So the issue of deportation, and in that's an ongoing conversation, because, you know, in some cases they have documentation, in some cases they don't have documentation, or the documentation is inadequate, and therefore in certain cases it becomes very difficult for say, for instance, Pakistan to you know, confirm the national status of the potential deportee based on the documentation that the United States has provided. So that conversation is an ongoing conversation. And in that context, it was only a couple of individuals, not more than two or three, who were basically, I should say, could be considered for non-issuance of visas. I would not characterize that as sanctions. But even on that score also, I think there has been very positive conversations.
That's Asad Majid Khan, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. J.J. Green, WTOP News.